Greetings and salutations, you wonderful warlocks. Musings of a Geek, the Four-Eyed Radio Network, Space City Nerd Network, and the Houston Nerd Casting Collective are proud to present the Warpod, where we digest, influence, manipulate, copy, and paste gaming headlines from around the web. I'm your host, Zach Nanimous.
I'm Johnny Dim.
And let's get started. Today we are going to be talking about Jessica Jones on Netflix. The PlayStation Network is down once again. Xbox, apparently Johnny wants to talk about Xbox some more. Anakin Skywalker slated for episode 8. And our top 3 / bottom 3 games that we want to play but don't want to pay for of all time! Okay, so let's jump right in. Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones.
You seemed almost upset that I had given you time to slack off and now...
No, I'm fine.
Now that your head's in your phone.
No. I know. My head's in the phone. I'm just pulling up some notes.
Okay. Jessica Jones. For those of you who don't know, this November we are going to be graced with yet another Netflix Marvel series.
One of four.
Yes. First one, of course, being the smash hit Daredevil.
Yep.
Which everybody loves. Everybody thinks that religion...
It's everyone's favorite blind guy.
It's not too strong a word. Everybody's favorite blind guy is Mr.
Ray Charles?
No, Mr. Peanut.
Oh.
He's not blind.
He doesn't appear to be blind, does he? But he is. He is an inspiration to us all.
Uh-huh.
That's why he's...
Because he didn't even make a big deal about it. He didn't even call attention to it.
Yeah, most people don't know.
Yeah.
But it's mostly because he doesn't have normal sensory organs because he's a peanut.
Right.
Yes. He doesn't have a central nervous system to interpret light rays coming into his eyes from space.
Probably second on the list then would be the California Raisins.
Very, very true. Yeah. They're, you know, and they're second on the list because they're more overt about it. They're wearing sunglasses. Just, oh, look at me. I'm so blind.
Yeah, absolutely. You never seen without those glasses on.
They don't.
Yeah.
But no, so first off was Daredevil. And then finally, next up on the list, oddly enough, I do think this is odd. I would have thought that they would have put... Luke Cage next, but they are going to go into Jessica Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And did we get a chance to really talk about Jessica Jones
no,
on the last show?
I don't think so.
Okay. So what's going on with Jessica Jones? What she is she was kind of this experiment with Marvel. They wanted to put in a character who we start in the middle of her story arc.
Right.
She is a sideline superhero who is no longer in the game. She just is a private investigator.
Right.
And she starts at Alias Private Investigations.
Yeah, and Alias was the experiment, and that's where they really started with her story, which was in the middle of it. But that was the big release, and it was actually kind of a fan favorite from what I've gathered. So people really liked that comic book.
It was
gritty. It was like the rated R comic book.
Yeah, and obviously that's why it didn't work.
Right.
You know, because I was actually talking to Corporal Punishment about this earlier today. It seems like the better something is, the less likely it is to sell.
Yes.
Because the best stuff is the stuff where they take risks.
Right.
They get away from X-Men and Spider-Man and the concept that you're a costume superhero throwing galactic powers at one another, and you make this very... make this a very close and very personal story, and it's good, but it doesn't sell.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And oftentimes risk equals controversy, and that sometimes will kill it.
Which is interesting because this isn't even that controversial. I mean, it's gritty for a Marvel comic, but it is not gritty for a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Not by a long shot when you consider stories like
Hellraiser.
Huh? Is that a comic?
Hellraiser?
Yeah.
Am I saying it wrong? Is it Hellblazer?
Oh, you're talking about Constantine.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. No, you're right. It's Hellraiser.
Okay.
No, I was thinking more like Sin City, Spawn.
Oh, yeah.
You know. However, this one was interesting because it's a big... one of the reasons that she's no longer in the superhero game has to do with, like, a really dark thing that happened between her and Purple Man.
Yes.
Purple Man actually mind-controlled her and tortured her, and I think she actually was sent out against the Avengers.
She was.
And Purple Man is actually one of the reasons that I'm very excited about this series.
Right.
Because one of my favorite actors, David Tennant, is going to be portraying the Purple Man.
Yeah.
And that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Also, Purple Man is one of those characters that I don't... It's like when Spider-Man has become its own entity.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where when you think Spider-Man, you think a specific thing.
Right.
But that wasn't the intention. In fact, it wasn't the intention for any superhero. When you say their name, it's supposed to elicit memories of the thing that they represent. Like, when you think Spider-Man, you don't think your wall-crawling, snappy comeback guy. You think the man who is part spider.
Right.
And I think that the way that Purple Man is packaged still really encompasses that. Because he's really just a dude who happens to have phenomenal powers. And as a result of whatever, I don't remember exactly why he has his powers, but whatever thing happened to him, maybe it's a birthright, maybe it was chemical exposure, I don't know, but it made him purple. Being purple isn't important to his character, it wasn't a choice, but because he's mysterious and he purposefully cloaks himself, all people know him as is the Purple Man.
Okay.
And I think that's kind of romantic. It doesn't have anything to do with who he is or what he's about. He just happens to be this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost there's a monstrous quality to it that I really enjoy.
Yeah, I have very little knowledge of Purple Man, but
oh, he and the Falcon hate each other.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I think he made the Falcon kill his family.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does. He mind controls people.
Yes, he's one of the more powerful ones.
Yeah. And that's what I know about him and the relationship with him and Jessica Jones. But there was a new trailer, for the Jessica Jones, thing where she crushes an alarm clock with her bare hands.
She doesn't have bare hands. She has human hands.
Yeah.
She was Jewel. Jewel wasn't a bear superhero.
That was her superhero. She was Jewel.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of weak. I mean, it was funny, but you know.
The trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the first trailer was of a door. I feel like they're casting, like, this entire series, like, one thing at a time.
One object?
Yeah. First the door. Okay, yeah. We got the door nailed down. Now that we got the door, I know we can get the alarm clock on board.
Now we just can get to the rest of the room. We can get the lamp.
Yeah, her left hand.
Yeah, the left hand. Yeah.
Her left hand's still in negotiation, but we're confident.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
As long as she can hold, like, a Snickers bar the entire time. Make like $10 extra a minute.
Oh, product placement.
But it's that did show me that, and I know it's a weak and obvious joke, but it did show me that this is going to have the attitude that it needs.
Right.
Like, this is going to be a very odd show, and suspension of disbelief is going to be a major part of it, because you're dealing with like a Dick Tracy-esque character,
mm-hmm,
who is crazy strong and powerful and can fly, you know, and I'm pretty sure that she has some energy projection of some kind.
Yeah.
So, you know, crazy powerful compared to anything else that they set up Hell's Kitchen of having.
Right. Here's a question. Do you think Luke Cage will show up during her series? Because they were romantically linked. Eventually, in the comics, they do marry and have a child.
That was later.
Right.
So,
But they got... I mean, there's got to be a reason they're bringing in Luke Cage and Jessica Jones.
Right.
Into this Netflix Marvel universe.
But the thing is, they're going to have a 5-part miniseries that connects all of the Netflix Marvel characters.
Okay. So, do you think Luke will show up before?
No, I think that they're going to address that stuff in the 5-part, which is going to be called The Defenders.
Okay.
Yeah, which I'm upset about. I'm literally upset about it.
Why?
Because Luke Cage and Iron Fist had this whole buddy cop thing going on that was called Heroes for Hire.
Yeah?
And that's such a cute, and it would have been great.
To go with that name?
Yeah, Heroes for Hire would have been amazing.
That's awesome. I didn't know they were doing the miniseries, to be honest. That sounds exciting, though. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious what they do with it. I like to see the overlap, but I can see with Daredevil, that was completely pretty much standalone. I mean, they reference stuff, mm-hmm, but you don't really see anybody else.
Yeah.
It's his origin story. That's probably what they'll continue to do.
The thing about this whole thing is that I know that Jessica Jones was originally in Hell's Kitchen. I get that. And I understand why they're putting her back in there. I would have been fine with them changing that part of the story to just get us out of Hell's Kitchen. I'm tired of hearing it. I really am.
I think we're going to be in Hell's Kitchen for a while.
That's, I actually saw something online. It made me laugh. It was just a few screenshots with, well, not screenshots, but it was like panels of characters. And the first one was like Star-Lord defends the galaxy, you know, and Superman defends planet Earth. Batman defends Gotham City. And Daredevil just micromanages these 10 blocks of New York.
Right.
And like, I think he's actually in Queens. So it's, yeah, it's another subdivision, which means he's technically in Spider Country.
Oh, Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's Spider-Man's backyard.
Yeah, but Spider-Man's still a 15-year-old kid. He's not Spider-Man yet.
In this iteration?
I was talking about the MCU. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, because
Marvel Cinematic Universe, he just graduated.
He just graduated. He's 15.
In the most recent movie, he just graduated.
That doesn't count anymore. Because that's not the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes, it is.
As per the Disney Marvel Cinematic Universe,
it still feeds in. It's considered to be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
But they're bringing him back out of as a 15-year-old.
In the you're talking about. In Civil War?
Civil War, he's coming back as a 15-year-old.
Okay. That'll be weird.
Yeah, it will. They always wiped him out because he hasn't been in any of the movies in that particular cantaloupe.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If Fox was just like, you know what, Disney, we're more powerful together than we are apart. Use mutants.
Ooh.
They'd have to make a choice. Between two Quicksilvers, if they're going to use the character again.
True.
Which one would you take?
Fox.
Good. That was the correct answer.
Which I know that because I rewatched your Avengers Age of Ultron review reaction video again.
Ah.
And you mentioned it quite heavily in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your disgust of it.
Disgust of
what? of the most recent Quicksilver.
Did I say disgusting?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm trying to put words in your mouth.
Oh, no, but he is farting the entire time.
Yes, he was.
I forgot about that. You know that those are completely unscripted with no forethought, right?
So oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm very unlikely to remember anything that goes into them.
Which is fine, but that's my favorite video that you've done by yourself.
Oh, you don't like Zach Nanimous dances?
I like that one, too.
But Jessica Jones, what do you think... Are you excited?
Yeah. Yeah. The more I learn about her character, because I was not privy to who she was before, the more I like it, because it's actually kind of the direction I've been wanting Marvel to go in the... Because really, the Daredevil stuff, the Jessica Jones stuff, and I think these all four superheroes are going to be on the Netflix stuff, it's really... It's like what I wanted out of Marvel, but the light version of it. I want a rated R superhero. I want... All that kind of stuff.
The thing about... Okay.
And they're grittier. They're closer to rated R.
Hold on. Didn't Daredevil have strong language?
Yes.
So I think it was rated R.
I think so. I don't really...
I mean, it would have been rated R if it were a movie.
Right. 100% I don't know, but it is grittier, and that's what I want out of my superheroes. And I feel like these Netflix ones are going that direction. They're more for adults than they are for kids. I would imagine that that's who watches them more. I think that distribution method, I think, lends more towards an adult audience.
What, Netflix?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say so. I don't think it lends more to one or the other. And there's, in your Netflix profiles, you can choose just for kids.
True. And maybe it seems more that way because it keeps suggesting stuff like what I watch, which is awful things that kids shouldn't watch.
Just snuff films.
Yeah, all of them.
Actually, we were talking about, once again, Corporal Punishment, and we had a long conversation today. He was talking about Harry Potter's reboot and how it's going to be even grittier. I was thinking, like, he was making a joke about it, you know, just another reboot because that's what happens to everything. And I was thinking, if it starts off, like, really dark in year one, by year seven, it's got to be like a snuff porn.
Yeah, I can see that. Jessica Jones is probably going to be a good show. So go see that.
I agree.
God damn it.
next up, Johnny, you wanted to vent something about PlayStation. You wanted to talk to me about how the PlayStation Network has once again doomed us all.
I did not. You're blowing this way out of proportion. All I was doing was showing you proof that there was an article showing that PlayStation once again has had a network that does not work sometimes. And it's a lot more frequent than the Xbox Live network. That's all I wanted to say, because you disregarded that argument when we had the Xbox versus PlayStation argument.
So I'm going to pull up the article that Johnny sent me a link to. This was part of Appy Gamer. Appy Gamer. And here, let me give credit where it's due to VentureBeat. Is that the name? Article on Appy Gamer. Okay, it's on Appy Gamer. There'll be a link below, so you can read it for yourself. But PlayStation Network is busted, according to the company's status website. Over the last 20 minutes, dozens of gamers have taken to social media. I feel like
it's been
dozens of us.
No, there was dozens of people that were complaining. There's probably, I knew that you were going to zero in on that part of it. It was just one more instance,
because there are like 12 other lines to this.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's a small article.
It's a small problem. Over 20 minutes, dozens of users
complained. That doesn't mean dozens were affected.
Okay, at most, couple hundred people were affected.
What is an ongoing problem, though? This is just one example. It was just the most recent one that popped up. And so I wanted to at least show you that it does happen, because you disregarded the argument before. And before that, there was three or four different times in the last few months that it happened.
I didn't disregard it. I said that...
it never happened to you, is what you said.
Oh, and what I said about the rest of the problem was, it's probably indicative of the fact that that's one of their free services. And I'll take a problem that... either affects some rarely,
yeah,
or me never, right, for a free network.
Right. But which is completely doesn't even make sense when you talk about your personal experience. Because for one, you don't use the free network, you pay for it. And by the way, it's not the case anymore that you can play games on the PlayStation Network without paying for it. That's not the case anymore.
It
hasn't been for a long time.
No, that's true.
It's not.
It is. Because
it's not.
Because Final Fantasy XIV works without the network. What does not work is your PlayStation Plus games. Those do not work without PlayStation Plus.
Right. But
the rest of the internet connectivity does.
Right.
The browser works, Hulu works, Netflix works.
But it's all been left up to the developers. And there's if that's true with Final Fantasy, fine. I don't know that that's true or not true.
It is.
But what I do know is that PlayStation 3 is the one who started that. If you have the PlayStation, whatever they called it, Silver or whatever, I don't know what they called it.
It's just PlayStation Plus.
PlayStation Network.
There's no tiered network. You either have PlayStation Plus or you just
use it. Get the free network.
Or you use it like any other Wi-Fi device.
Okay. Either way, it started with PlayStation 3, and there was a handful of games that you could play online without having the paid subscription. But right now, that's hardly ever the case. It just doesn't happen. So it's a null argument anyway. It's not really a thing. You don't get that many advantages. Plus, the one advantage that you could argue for a long time was that you could use Netflix without paying for the PlayStation subscription service.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, now with Xbox, you do not have to pay for it.
Xbox is once again playing catch up. I saw.
Yeah. Oh Jesus Christ. Yeah. But at the moment, the playing field is fairly level, except the fact that PlayStation Network is much less reliable and has had security breaches. I didn't even mention that part.
So is Xbox.
No, not nearly.
Yeah, in fact, they
had a DDoS attack, but
they didn't get attacked at the same time.
They did get attacked at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes, but no. PlayStation has had people's information was hacked into.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen on Xbox. That happened on PlayStation.
Okay.
But the DDoS attack did happen on both. And that was right after Christmas.
I don't put my information into Xbox.
You have to have some information
no,
on
it
if you're paying for it.
No.
No. We go.
You go buy the prepaid cards?
Yep.
Okay. That's one option.
Yep. So there's that.
There is that. I'm not saying, but you're getting okay. We're arguing two different arguments. This whole time we've been arguing two different arguments. I've been trying to say to the gamers at large, there are problems, and on a more universal level, there are problems Or there's reasons to believe that Xbox One is not nearly as bad as you say it is. But you always contended, well, it didn't happen to me. It's not my experience. And that's really what it, every time we talk about this, what it boils down to.
If it didn't happen to me, why should I care?
It doesn't affect your reality. Why should you care? Because the warriors or the warlocks, what are we calling them now? The people that listen to this podcast.
They're the warlocks.
The warlocks, okay. Well, the other warlocks out there might give a shit. You know, maybe it happened to them.
Warlocks, do you? Go on Twitter. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, you should. You should tell us about all your negative gaming experiences with PlayStation and Xbox. And we'll tally them up, and that's who wins. I don't know.
It's not going to change the fact that this is, I think this is a month straight with my Xbox.
In the box.
In the box.
Yeah. In the box.
That's why they named it Xbox, because that's where it stays.
Okay. The second that I'm done with Dragon Age 2, it's going to come out of the box, and I'm going to play Inquisition.
So look forward to that sometime next year.
Yeah. Well, you did admit that there was an exclusive that you are excited about, so we got to play that.
What?
Fable Legends.
Fable Legends?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You're not going to play it?
Probably not.
I kind of want to play it. That'd be a fun let's play.
You're not going to enjoy this game.
Fine. We'll just leave it at that. We won't even do a let's play.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Besides, it's a concept that Crawl beat them to anyway.
Yeah, but they... Okay. So Hayden Christensen is rumored to be in the next Star Wars movie.
No, episode 8.
Are you sure?
Yeah, episode 7 is already in the can. He's going to be there for episode 8.
Yeah, but they may tease his entering the fray with this one because
in post maybe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They may not tease him specifically, but the whole thing is that the what is it? What is his name? Darth
Kylo Ren.
Oh. I really wanted to say Darth something.
Darth Brooks.
I was going to say Darth Claymore. no, but his whole thing is that he's rumored to be like a Darth Vader's fanboy.
Yes.
And so the whole thing is I'm thinking that story-wise, he might tease Darth Vader coming back with the cloning that he's apparently trying to do.
Honestly, at this point, it would be unusual for Hayden Christensen to not be in these movies.
Right.
Because of Force Spirits.
Right.
The original trilogy suggests that there are Force spirits, and you live past the grave if you do a specific thing in life as a Jedi.
Right.
And he did that and showed up after the Battle of Endor, so why would he just stop participating?
Right, right. So yeah, his ghost, at the very least, should be a part of the universe.
Well, like you mentioned, there's several theories. Is it going to be a clone?
Right.
You know, are they going to like force resurrect the body or something like that? Or is it going to be Force Spirit? And I think Force Spirit is the most likely,
mm-hmm.
because there's no reason for him to stop. They could explain it away as, oh, he went on to he ascended to be one with the Force.
I got a question.
Yeah.
If you have a Jedi, right, or a Sith, somebody with Force powers, and you clone that person, do they also have Jedi or Force powers of some sort?
No.
Okay.
No, they do not. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. But the midichlorians. Yeah, those things.
Mm-hmm. The midichlorians, if we're going to go with that, I believe are endowed to an individual, like, because your parents don't have to have lots of midichlorians for you to. So it's kind of like the force is still choosing. Even on a biological level, it's still magic interjecting itself.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I was curious about that, because my other question was, why don't we see more cloning in the Star Wars universe? We saw it during the Clone War, mm-hmm. for sure. The Clone War.
Yeah, I don't think it's effective, because there have been several instances. There have been lots of factions that have had the ability to clone and simply don't do it. The Mandalorians, for example, had a faction called the Mandalorian Knights that were all Force-sensitive Mandalorians,
uh-huh.
and they never cloned.
Right.
In fact, the only instance, okay, there is a way to manufacture a Jedi, but it's only one place. Where Jay, where's the planet where they get all the crystals now? I want to say,
Tupac.
Eel.
Eel service.
I'm gonna have to get back to you on that. I don't know that.
Eel.
Okay, is this a Fallout?
You're not an encyclopedia for Star Wars?
No.
But you are an encyclopedia for Fallout?
I'm pretty good at
it. We should do Fallout 2 for sure for the Extra Life thing we're doing.
I have Fallout 1 and 2.
Yeah. I really like those games. I really like those games.
But there's a place in the Star Wars universe called the Valley of the Jedi, where you can actually go and meditate in this one place, and this will give you force powers.
Really?
Yes.
And any humanoid can do that?
Yes.
Okay.
So why it's highly guarded.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
You don't want that going around.
Mm-hmm. So, but that's an example of the fact that cloning can't fix this problem for us.
Okay. Now, let's say that Kylo Ren does succeed in cloning and bringing back Darth Vader.
Okay.
How do you feel about Hayden Christensen coming back into the Star Wars universe through that way?
Fine.
That, you feel completely fine with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
J.J. Abrams.
Right.
J.J. Abrams.
Because he will inject good acting into him.
The thing is, Hayden Christensen isn't a bad actor.
He's had bad direction?
Star Wars the prequels was a bad environment for an actor. There weren't sets. Sometimes there weren't even other actors. Oftentimes they would bring them in.
We know that because of our friend Mr. Simpson. What was his first name?
Jessica.
Jessica Simpson?
His name was Christian, actually.
Christian?
Yeah.
Christian Simpson. Because he posts a bunch of... Because he was in some of the prequels, and he posted some of the stuff where he was kind of a stand-in for a robot that may have been in the corner while different Jedis were talking and stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyway...
And on top of that...
Yeah.
You had George Lucas directing them.
Right.
George Lucas is a visionary and a storyteller. He is many things. He is not a director.
Right.
He directed Episode 4, by far the worst one of the original trilogy.
Right.
You know?
Because he brought in other directors for the other two.
He did. Two different directors, actually.
Which was a good idea. Why didn't he do that again?
Because he had the clout. You know, he had enough
power. Probably because they all told him Jar Jar is a horrible character, we need to get rid of him. He said, no, Jar Jar stays in.
You know, if a director came to me with a concept that I didn't like and said, okay, either you're going to do this or I'm going to do this, I would say I'll do it.
Yeah.
Because you've done something that I don't like, so maybe I can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just goofing around. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
So Hayden Christensen could come back. It bothers me a little bit just because I get a bad taste in my mouth every time I see him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Have you seen Jumper?
No.
Jumper was entertaining.
He's in that?
It's not his best work. But
wait, Jumper, was that the...
Teleporters.
And the future, though.
Yeah. Not too distant.
Oh, future. Jumper! Never mind.
You're thinking of Looper.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looper was amazing.
I saw most of it. I haven't finished it.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen Jumper, actually.
What would be your preference for bringing him back?
I'd rather than not.
No, but if it's got
to...
If it
has to happen.
It's happening.
I would like him to show up as his force spirit. I would be curious for JJ to explore a little bit more of interaction between with the spirits. The spirits having more influence. Because they always just show up at the end. To either applaud or smile at the living people.
Well, no, they also offer sage advice, and space and time matters nothing to them. They can be anywhere.
Yeah, I want more influence from them if that's the case.
Because
mm-hmm. you don't get a lot of that. There's always some type of physical interaction with the sage ones like Yoda, you know?
Well, Yoda and Obi-Wan actually had a powwow on Dagobah
mm-hmm.
talking about how to deal with Luke. In fact, it was... Yoda didn't want to train Luke, and Obi-Wan stepped in and was like, we kind of have to.
Yeah.
You know? Because you...
But yeah, you don't see that on screen.
You're on a small planet. You don't know what's going on.
You don't see that on screen, though, do you?
Yes, you do.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember, but you don't see the spirit itself.
Yes, you do.
I thought you just heard Yoda talking to himself.
Nope. We see it. In the trench run...
Yeah.
In Episode 4, it's Obi-Wan who steps in and iconically says, use the Force, Luke. And he's like, oh, right, I'm a space wizard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me use superpowers to win everything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. And you're right. They do come in every once in a while. But I just think it would be interesting to see just more toying with the mortals.
Now, in the...
Don't hit the table. Fuck you. Yeah, so bringing Hayden Christensen back into Star Wars might or may not be a golden idea, but having said that, the Xbox Gold free games... Oh, so clumsy. I'm so good at making them clumsy.
Yeah.
That's a skill of mine. But yeah, so the Xbox games with gold have been announced for October. PlayStation has not announced theirs yet. They may have announced them by the time this is released, but it is rumored that they're going to have Super Meat Boy. So we'll get that out of the way right now. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about Super Meat Boy?
Yeah.
It's a solid game. Gosh, I was talking to a buddy of mine last night, and he was describing to me his experience with World of Warcraft versus Star Wars The Old Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, you know, how Star Wars was a really bad game because in no more than like 2 weeks or something like that, he had already gone through all the material. And I asked him, well, how many hours were you pumping into this thing? And he was like, oh, about 50 plus.
Uh-huh.
it was in that moment I was like, wow, you know, I do a gaming podcast and gaming videos and stuff like that, but I would have to be a very different person to not be considered casual.
Right.
You know, and Meat Boy is, I love that game. It is not for casual players.
No, not at least.
It is incredibly difficult. And it thrives on its difficulty. You've played it, right?
Mm-mm, I've only seen it played.
Oh, it loves its difficulty because when you beat it, it shows you all of your runs simultaneously with a different sprite for every life you wasted on this game.
No, but the games with gold, like, you're right, yeah. So Valiant Hearts is supposed to be a really good game. It's kind of an indie title. Supposed to be really tearjerker type of game.
PlayStation released it a few months back on Plus, and it was interesting to play.
Yeah,
but
kind of artsy.
I didn't finish it.
Yeah, the other one is The Walking Dead.
That's right.
Season one, which I am going to jump all over this because I bought the first episode a long time ago and I just never finished it. So now I can just get the entire season for free and just tear through it that way. And I've been wanting to play this because I know it's good. The Telltale people make some really good storytelling games.
I've never played a Telltale game.
You'd enjoy it, I think. If you're in the mood for more of a storytelling game, it's more like more about decision making, quick time events, I think is what they call them.
So not a game.
It's a game. It's a game. Why are you saying it's not a game?
It's a game. It's a movie where you're only... Essentially, it's a movie, but you're only allowed to see the next chapter if you hit the chapter forward button on your DVD player.
No.
Pretty much.
That's way simplifying it. Because, like I said, I've played some of this. So there are some quick time events.
Okay.
Like maybe, let's for example, a zombie jumps out and grabs you. You go, ah, shit, and you get to hit. He'll say, here, quick, hit Y repeatedly.
why?
Why? That's what you're thinking. Why me? And then you get out of the zombie's grasp, and then you can like hit another button, and you'll shoot it or break its neck or whatever. But then there'll also be...
What happens if you fail?
You die, and you gotta go to your last save.
So you have to wait a little bit.
Sure. What's your point?
So it's the same concept. It's you watch a thing, you hit the button. If you don't hit the button, you waste.
I'm not done explaining it. That's one aspect of the game.
Okay.
The other aspect is that you do get to walk around in like a free little small little sandboxy environment. Very small. It depends on where you are in the game because it does have a linear path.
Very 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 narrow, but very long sandbox. More like a hallway.
You might say it's on rails. No, it's not. It's not at all on rails.
Okay,
but you can go around. And you can like it's kind of RPG like in that you get to walk around, talk to different characters before you make your next decision and your next move. And it's basically one of these games. It is very storytelling, but it's these very difficult decisions will have some characters that you meet will die because of the decisions you make. Kind of that. It's just hard decisions to make that you have to make throughout the game. And I enjoy it because it puts a lot of weight on your shoulders as the player. And I think it's a good game and you seem not fazed at all by what I just had to say.
They made the Back to the Future games, right?
I believe there were some that they made. Yeah. The first, they made those, I think, a while back. It was a long time ago, I think. But they also did a Game of Thrones version. They also have Wolf Among Us. And they also did Tales of the Borderlands.
I don't know. It's just been a thing lately where I've got, like, no patience for games talking at me.
Yeah.
Like,
You sound like me.
It all seems like it's in the way of me enjoying something.
Shooting something in the head.
Witcher 2. Jesus.
Yeah. Witcher 2. You said Witcher 2, not Witcher 3. I actually did play a little bit of Witcher 2, and there's
a lot.
A little bit.
Where?
On my PC.
When did you get a chance to play it? Where was the gameplay? We missed it.
It took a half hour or so. Before I got there. But there's a lot going on. I don't like that in RPGs, especially action RPGs. Like, I want to get to the action part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right! No, I remember this now. With Witcher 2. Like, there was one little fight arena part. They showed me the tutorial and how to play, and I was like, I don't really got this down yet. Can I go practice on some enemies somewhere? Nope. And I go, and I remember this now. This is all coming back to me. And then they're like, hey, there's a siege going on, and you're going to do some stuff. Let's go talk to this guy, because I just talked to you a lot, but we're going to talk to another guy.
And not before you sleep outside the city walls. That was the whole thing.
That's why I stopped playing it, because I was like, this is so stupid.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Witcher 2. I've heard you're a good game, but that's just too much. Too much talking.
I think we spent 2 hours on movies. There was a movie.
Yeah. It was about. I think we guesstimated it was exactly 3 hours of gameplay, about half an. I'm sorry, 3 hours of game, about half an hour of gameplay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about Valiant Hearts. We talked about Super Meat Boy and
Walking Dead.
Well, the fourth. I forgot the fourth one now.
Well, they did Walking Dead for 360 and Xbox One.
Oh, okay.
So you have Valiant Hearts on Xbox One, and the Metal Gear Solid 5
Ground Zeroes
was on Xbox 360, which last month I believe was on Xbox One for the free games.
Yeah.
That's
a quality game.
That's what I've heard.
I
think I downloaded it. I just haven't played it yet.
That's right, because I wanted you to. I wanted to see if they did the same thing that PlayStation did.
Yeah,
with the
at the end, right?
The no save state at the end of the game.
Right.
So
we'll have to check that out. Okay. Well, we have a top three.
Top three.
There we go. All right.
This week's top three is the top three games that we would play, but we would not pay for. The games that we're waiting to be given to us or somehow magically appear on our computers in a completely legal way.
Or go to a friend's house and play it.
Yeah, that's I didn't do any of those. I didn't feel that it was in the spirit of what we were trying to do here, but that's a legitimate way to cop out. I like that.
Yep. Or go to a replay event and play on an arcade that's on free play.
Replay. Are you saying a replay or RE play or no. Reason play?
Replay, the event that we went to in Houston.
Right, but it's RE colon play.
Right, but you say replay.
Well, I say reason play.
Because you're wrong.
That's reason.
Let's get on with it.
All right, are we doing top
get
or bottom?
Get on with it.
Are we doing top or bottom first?
Let's do bottom first.
Okay, you want to go first?
I'll start. Okay, Final Fantasy. Okay, so I should explain. Because the top three is games that we would play but won't pay for, I interpreted the bottom, the opposite of this, to be games that we would pay for but wouldn't play.
Right.
So, first game that I would pay for and have paid for but won't play, Final Fantasy X-2.
Which is something you keep telling me to play.
I've bought this game twice and have never beaten it. The most recent version that I have, I've never opened.
Yeah. That's funny.
Although, it's on the same disc as Final Fantasy X-2, which I do plan on replaying.
That's what you just said.
I'm sorry, Final Fantasy... it's on the same disc as Final Fantasy X, which I am going to play.
Okay.
But, yeah, I probably won't get to X-2.
Okay.
Number two, most Mega Man games. The thing is like, I get really psyched about, like, oh, the Mega Man anthology's out. You know, I'm gonna get all the games. The anniversary collection's out, blah, 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 blah. And the thing is, I want to play those games. But the reality is, if it's Mega Man X, I'm going to dabble in 1 and 2. And if it's Mega Man, I'm going to dabble in 1 and 5. And that'll be about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the truth of the matter. So, yeah, very excited to pay for Mega Man games. And finally, maybe the biggest oversight of my 9-year-old mind was not recognizing what was given to me one particular Easter Sunday. It was a possession of mine. It is since fallen into the obscurity of an attic or a garage or possibly even the trash. Zelda Ocarina of Time, the gold cartridge. I would definitely pay for that game, put it on a shelf, never touch it again.
completely different reason.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it still rare, the gold cartridge?
I mean, it's... You can get it. It's not like...
It's expensive.
Yeah. Given... If I saw it and I had the money in pocket and it wouldn't hurt me to spend that much money, it would be mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. My bottom list is embarrassing as all hell because these are games that I do like and I have played them. I've played an embarrassing low amount of hours on these games.
Okay.
Number one is Skyrim. Because I do like Skyrim. I love the Elder Scrolls series. But for whatever reason, I get super hyped about it. I'll play it for like a few hours. And then for some reason, just don't go back to it. I think this was during a time when I just wasn't playing a lot of games. And I even went back to it like 2 years later. And made a new character. And I was like, I'm going to play this character. And I was enjoying it. But I didn't fucking finish it. I didn't hardly do anything. And I don't know why.
How far did you get?
Not far.
Oh, describe to me the last thing you can remember doing.
Well, my first character, I went to the point where I fought What's-His-Face for the first time, the dragon. You fight him one time first, and then I'm sure you fight him several times after that.
No.
Or maybe
no,
one other time.
He becomes your mentor at that point. No. Draklagrotsk. Oh, you're talking about when you go into the past.
Are you talking about Alduin, the big black dragon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when. So the first time is when you go into the past.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let's
move on.
Yeah. Okay, so I fought a dragon.
Okay.
But that's as far as I really got.
Wait, you fought the first dragon?
I fought a bunch of dragons.
Okay.
Because they keep attacking you.
I hated fighting dragons in that game. I really did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why? Ooh.
It wasn't realistic. Like, the scale, like, nothing about my...
Oh, yeah. Fighting dragons wasn't realistic.
The thing is, okay, look at the way you fight dragons in Skyrim versus the way you fight... versus the way they fought dragons in The Hobbit. He had a bastula, you know? That is a weapon that looks like it can take down a dragon.
Yeah, but you also have the dragon shouts and stuff. Which makes you magic.
Right, but your principal weapon against these things, or at least mine, had always been the bow and arrow.
Mm. You do that for a little bit while they're in the air, but you don't do that. I wouldn't do it after
They spent
that.
A lot of time in the air for me.
Mm. They do sometimes, yeah.
As a matter of fact...
Frustratingly so, sometimes.
I wound up spending so much time with bow and arrow that's what I leveled and became good at hunting with.
Mm.
But still... There's nothing about my bow and arrow that's just, oh, look at this piece of wooden string. This kills dragons.
Right.
Yeah.
My second one's Oblivion for the same reason. I played less of Oblivion than I did Skyrim.
Everybody did.
Yeah. It's a good game. I liked it.
It has its moments.
Number three for me there was one game in particular. I had mine, but I just put Kickstarter games as the major overall thing. And it was actually a board game that I purchased. You know what I'm talking about. I think I had you open it once.
Wheeled?
No. Wheeled was up there.
Wheeled's right there.
Oh, yeah. See, you have it. Kickstarter games.
Kickstarter games.
It's so not fun that you blend out the game and you don't get it back. But no, you remember the angel one?
Yes.
The Angelic War one?
That one, okay, but the thing is like, you described it to me, and when you get hyped about a board game...
Then turns you off?
Very much so. Because I know exactly what I'm in for.
No, I have no idea what that one's like.
You're going to hand me about a pound and a half of individual of pieces? Like plastic. You're gonna hand me a pound and a half of plastic beads, and the red ones give you 1.5 mana. So you know, get out your conversion chart, and you know, and all of these bits of cardboard are your life force essence tokens, which you lose one per round unless you go to court. At court, participate in one jury to get 1.26 of those life force tokens back, and it's just trash. It's just a
now get this. I'm a member of these board game groups on Facebook.
Yeah.
And somebody they ask these random questions, and then people are like, they always give their responses. And I don't remember what the question was, but I remember what one of the this guy apparently goes, and he does this like once a year with all of his board gaming friends, and they go out for a weekend somewhere, and they just play board games the entire weekend.
Like no sleep?
No, I'm sure they sleep, but yeah, but it's just filled with board games. Not their sleep, just the waking. But and then so the question was, if you had a weekend or whatever, what would you do? What games would you play?
You picked like two.
I didn't say anything.
Because I know what you would fucking play.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, I don't know if you guys are thinking this. Of course, Twilight Imperium is my big epic. Yeah. Well, this guy was like, I would play. I think this is a thing. I think people have done this. They get multiple Twilight Imperium boards together, and they play basically four different galaxies, and then one in the middle that you can teleport through with wormholes to the center one, and you just play that all weekend. And I was like, that's it. I didn't know what my answer was, but now I know.
No.
It's that one, right there.
No.
I would play the shit out of that.
No.
Now I want to do it. That's a plan for me now.
Mm-hmm.
God, yeah.
No. You're gonna do that by yourself, I guess.
No, I want to do it with Terry, Jonesy, which is
he'd probably do it.
He'd do it. I think Jeff would do it. Maybe Marlon would probably do it.
Yeah, Marlon.
Marlon would probably get a migraine though and end up having to cop out. But four players with that'd be awesome. I could do that.
I'd play Pathfinder. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Actually,
I've done something like that before. I've done like a 12-hour session before, mm-hmm, of a tabletop RPG.
We used to play like all day Sunday.
Yeah.
That's generally my best schedule for gaming, and I want to do something like this with my game that I'm going to be running is play once a month and do it like for 10 hours or so,
mm-hmm,
on a Saturday or whatever. But anyway, we got a little off topic.
Yeah. Was that your
Kickstarter games? That was my third one. Yeah.
Okay.
So we can go to the top list now.
Okay. Top. So this is games that we would play but won't pay for.
Right.
Okay. Number three, World of Warcraft. It's fun. It's there. It's got a big community, so you know you're not gonna run out of things to do. Lots of content and stuff like that. But you know, it's like the last bastion of the $15 subscription on top of like $70 expansions and stuff like that. And if you, for my purposes, especially because once again, I don't think I've ever spent 50 hours in one week on anything.
Right. Yeah.
You know, let alone a game. You know, it's not fun enough to hold my interest and my money.
Yeah. Well, I can just say right now, fuck that game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two,
mm-hmm,
Sly Cooper. Always been a little curious.
Okay.
Looks like fun. It's stealthy. It's cartoony. It looks funny.
Yeah.
I hear good things about the game, but it's not the kind of game that I buy.
Uh-huh.
So if PlayStation gave it to me for free, yeah, I'd give it a second. I gave Styx a look. Have you played Styx?
No.
Styx is this weird stealth game about like a goblin. You're a goblin the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got at least 3 hours into that game before I realized that it was ass backwards. So, yeah, I'd play some Sly Cooper.
Okay.
And finally, Watch Dogs. Pretty much all the same reasons.
Watch Dogs?
Yeah, I hear great things about that game.
Okay.
It does not look like the kind of game that I play.
Sure.
But
someone puts a controller in your hand, you'd play it.
Definitely.
Okay.
What do you say to that, Johnny?
I say, good list. Good list. Quite. Quite good.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Oppress Western India.
Yes.
Other British things to say.
Yes. Okay. So, quick honorable mentions on my list. Madden, racing games in general, and Gex. Now, the Gex was not my choice. Like I told you before, I had actually fielded this question to Josh Crow and Johnny Hackenslash.
Uh-huh.
And Josh had said the Gex was up there on his. So I decided to give it an honorable mention. The Madden game was interesting because I play Madden on my mobile,
mm-hmm.
and I play it for free. So I do play it, and I don't pay for it.
Right.
Yeah. Number three, this was another suggestion from those guys. It's actually, and I agree with them completely, the UFC fighting games. Like, there's especially, I think there's one that came out a few years ago, not the most recent one, that was super complex as far as the controls were.
Yeah, because they want you to literally be able to do everything.
Yeah, and so it was very hard to get into it. Like, I could goof around in that game,
mm-hmm.
but to invest the time and effort into that, I didn't see the value. I didn't really want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I could play it, but I would never pay for it.
They're video games. I mean, I've never played a modern one. The my brother actually wound up picking up one for Xbox Classic when we were kids.
Yeah.
And it was a game.
Yep.
The whole thing about career modes
right.
in fighting games and stuff like that, I need a colorful character. You know, I get very invested into things like Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat because the characters are interesting to look at.
Mm-hmm.
it's like
they're all guys in bikinis in UFC.
I don't know what you're watching, but okay.
They're short shorts. They're hot pants. What? Quit looking at me like that. What are you getting at? What are you doing?
Nothing.
You're making me very uncomfortable.
I know. So I'm doing it.
Yeah. I feel like I have to feel the silence.
You have to feel the filth.
Oh, God.
Feel that filth. All right. Man bikini.
Number two.
Yes.
Mankini.
Tony Hawk games. I think I may have purchased one when I was a kid. I think I played through most
of... You sure it wasn't the demo?
No, I played the shit out of the demo.
Yeah.
I paid for the game. I think it was maybe the second one, Tony Hawk 2 maybe,
mm-hmm.
Like years after that. Played through it, and they're good games. But now, I would never pay for one. I'll play them, but I'll never ever pay for one.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 is worth your, especially what they'd be worth now, because they were so popular. It'd be worth your $10 investment. They're fun.
Yeah,
you'd be Spider-Man.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So there.
I still wouldn't pay for it.
$10, you get the Benihana.
Number one. Did you say Benihana?
Yeah, it's one of the tricks you can do. You go up into the
air. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The name of the trick. Number one for me, any Street Fighter game.
Really? Oh, that's right. You hate Street Fighter.
I don't hate it. I just don't enjoy it.
You didn't grow up with it.
Yeah.
Grew up with Mortal Kombat.
Right. You put a controller in my hand and you're playing Street Fighter, I'll play. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to suck, but I'll play. But I will not pay for one. Now, I understand that I'm not going to deceive you here, though. I have purchased one for Warlock's purposes on the Super Nintendo, so people can play it when we used to host events and stuff. But I've never purchased one for my own enjoyment. So.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, sorry.
They're just fun.
I guess.
And, okay, but the thing is, okay, because we have, it's something that we haven't talked about a lot. It's actually something that we're kind of crystallizing what we know about one another,
uh-huh.
as far as what we enjoy about games.
Yeah.
I like simplicity that creates strategy.
Right.
And you like
complexity. Yeah, and rules
that create strategy.
Right.
And you can definitely see that divide between Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter.
Yes.
Because Mortal Kombat is very much about, okay, did I duck? Did I do the right kind of duck? Am I doing the right height of punch?
Right.
Am I doing the right kind of punch when you're in the right scenario?
Well, even more so, I'm a big fan of DOA.
Mm-hmm. And, oh yeah, yeah, that's bonkers.
Yeah.
And it is, because that one's all like, did I? when blocking a kick, did I hit punch or did I hit kick while hitting backward in the right direction in order to counter properly?
Right.
Where Street Fighter is very much about, okay, position myself here, anticipate the attack here, and attack the right time.
Right.
And it doesn't get much more complex than that, but as a result, your strategy is all over the map,
right.
Not toe-to-toe.
It's almost, yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, because games like, most fighting games can be some... In most situations, relate to basically a complicated game of rock, paper, scissors, and playing more games, more complicated games like fighting games like DOA. It's like playing rock, paper, scissors. It's like Lizard Spock, you know, just adding more elements.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, and that. It makes that makes total sense to me that you're not that you didn't invest in Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Before we sign off, I do want to remind everybody that we are doing the Extra Life thing, which we do need to add some links to our pages so we can start getting some donations for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a very important thing for us. We're going to start the pieces are going to start falling together. The pieces are about to start to fall into place with all that. I think we are gonna roll with our idea where we're all gonna play different type of RPGs and stuff like that, highly customizable RPGs, and then cycle through every couple of hours. That's gonna be a lot of fun. We will set up streaming for all of that as well. What else? What else do we have coming up? That's gonna be in November. I think it's gonna be November 9th because I think that's when when Jonesy will be in town.
One thing that I would also like to invite you to check out is if you didn't notice already that we do have a new Warpod Mini out. We forgot to mention this before, but this podcast was brought to you in part by Game Over Games, and we're actually doing a promotional giveaway with them.
Right.
Check out that Warpod Mini. It'll tell you exactly how to enter, what you need to do to win, and what kind of fabulous prizes will be at your door.
Right.
And I do want to stress that this isn't one of those things, you know, proof of purchase. You send us stamps or whatever. We are going to send you these things at cost.
Yeah, absolutely. Free to you. All you have to do is tweet. All you do is tweet at us, and then you win. And trust me, a lot less people than you think enter these contests. You could win.
You will probably win.
Having said that, so I hope we get a lot of people because I said that. And always check out our YouTube channel. We're going to have a couple of links below that you can check out our Patreon, YouTube, all that good stuff.
And don't forget that Zach Nanimus is also coming out with his new Metal Gear Solid series.
Yes.
I should be launching number 3 this week.
Yes. And we'll get those at the very least you can check them out and find links to them on the warlocksentertainment.com website.
Okay, that being said, I think it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Ladies.
Bye.
You guys suck.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. The Four-Eyed Radio Network, Musings of a Geek, Space City Nerd, and the Houston Nerdcasting Collective are proud to present the Warpod, the official podcast of Warlock's Entertainment System, where we digest, filter, brew, copy, and paste all of your favorite gaming news from around the web. Tonight on the Warpod, we are going to be talking about Jessica Jones, PlayStation, Star Wars, and Xbox. And now I'm going to turn it over to my illustrious co-host, Jonathan Taylor Dim. Johnny?
Yeah, Zach?
How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, Warlocks. I'm Zach Nanimus.
I'm Johnny Dim.
And guess what? It's giveaway time!
I'm going to give you some stuff.
We are. We're so happy that you listen to our show that we're going to give our listeners an opportunity to win a few things.
A couple things.
Well, each contestant can only win one thing.
Oh. Okay.
But it all has to do with how quickly you reach out to us. So, if you can hop on Twitter, you can tweet at WarlocksBrew, hashtag WarlocksGiveaway. And if you're the first contestant, you will win a Superman pop culture icon hero action figure. Is that what they're called? The little pop figurines with the head?
They just call it pop figures.
Pop figure.
Yeah.
A $10 value. Second person to tweet us with this for this giveaway will receive a Yoshi plushie, courtesy of Game Over Games, a $12 value. The third will receive
an NES cartridge of Skate or Die along with a Sonic keychain, also courtesy of Game Over Games, an $8.56 value, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say $9.
This is round up.
A $9 value. And our last two lucky winners will both be receiving Ophidian starter packs. That's two full decks and two booster packs, each prize being a $14 value.
Right. And, that's from the Ophidian guys, obviously, who are awesome guys, and we're going to review their game soon.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know, Ophidian is a great card game that's very unlike Magic, by the way.
True.
Where two gladiators try to fin one another off to win favor of the arena.
Yay!
So don't forget, check us out on Twitter at Warlocks Brew, and use the hashtag Warlocks Giveaway to win your free gift. Must be 18 or older to enter. Contestant must be resident of the contiguous United States. Offer valid through October 10th.